Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doc and Jesse, we're talking to our special guest, Greg Zayak, this morning, who's the brother of one of our employees, and a huge event which is going on this weekend for babies. What's going on, Greg?
5K run walk, 1 mile run walk, fifth annual Jog for Jude, which is held at the Dunmore Community Center in Dunmore in memory of my son, Jude Zayak.
And tell us a little bit about Jude.
Jude was perfectly healthy, happy baby boy born April 19th, 2014. We only had him for a short time, so he lived for 96 days until he passed away from sudden infant death syndrome on July 23rd, 2014. Just kind of out of the blue, got that horrible phone call. It's something that strikes children. Unfortunately, boys more than girls between 2 months and 4 months is really where it happens the most and is the number one cause of death for children aged 1 month to 1 year in the United States.
So I don't know a lot about SIDS, but is there warning signs? Do you see something coming or no?
No, there's no warning signs. It happens to strike a lot when kids are asleep.
And they don't know what causes this.
Yeah, so that's part of the craziness for parents, right?
That was absolutely my biggest fear. I have a little boy as well. And I mean, you literally lived every parent's biggest fear.
Yeah, it's been difficult, but the community support that we've had has been phenomenal. And we're hopeful that in the future, Boston Children's Hospital, who partner with for the research, they have some theories that they're developing. So we're hopeful that they'll be able to find a marker for this disease and eradicate it.
What about other parents? Have any other parents who have experienced the same thing you and your wife have gone through reached out to you guys?
Yeah, so that's kind of the unintended benefit, I would say. We've met families locally, and every year they come and help out with the race, whether it's passing out shirts.
Almost like a little support group.
Right, and then there's also families nationally that have reached out to us. And there's a lot that have participated this year in the Blue and Pink Day. A couple of years ago, we made that a national thing.
So what a wonderful way, though, for you to give back and, you know, celebrate Jude's short life, right, and form this amazing organization.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It's really kind of an easy ask, you know, wear pink and blue, take a picture.
So the 5K is going on Saturday. Tell everybody what we can expect.
It's actually the largest SIDS awareness 5K in the country. We had over 2,200 people last year. Called a 5K, but really it's so much more than that. There's families who come out with their stroller and their kids, and they'll walk a mile or they'll walk, you know, the 5K course. And then afterwards, we kind of have this celebration at the community center in Dunmore. Bounce houses for kids, slides, face painting. I think we have jugglers and magicians and all kinds
so
of cool,
cool
things.
Yeah,
got it all. Food and then basket raffles and stuff like that. So you've got people who are serious runners who love the 5K. They're in, they're out.
And there's my group.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's guys like me who just, you know, kind of show up.
And yeah, well, that's all right, though.
And your brother, Steve, works with us, and he was telling us this amazing story about how the 5K had gotten started. And you guys thought this was just going to be a little tiny thing.
Yeah, we definitely thought it'd be 100, 200 people. You know, so we started to plan for that. And then as, you know, we got closer the first year, the numbers started coming in. It was 600, 1,000. We had over 1,300 people the first year, and it's been a phenomenal run. We have a special guest coming in, the leading researcher from Boston. Dr. Richard Goldstein will be here the day before and the day of the race. His mind was blown with the amount of money.
Right.
You know, he's one of the beneficiaries of, wow, you're able to raise this much money just from a 5K.
Yeah.
We've raised to date about $400,000.
And people can register in advance, correct?
Yep. Yeah. If you go to our Facebook page, Jude Zayak Foundation, Jog for Jude.
We'll put that link at froggy101.com as well. Yeah.
Hey, Greg, we really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.